Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I don't think it's very cold. This is very unusual weather in December. At least I've been in Canada now for about 16 years, and this is the warmest one I've ever seen in December. So let's praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May the Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you, we appreciate you. Thank you for your mercy and your grace upon our lives. Thank you, mighty Father, even for the gift of life. We are grateful unto you. The Bible says it's only the living that can praise God. Thank you because we are alive. And we are not just alive. We are ill and healthy. We are grateful unto you. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for bringing us together again this morning. The Bible says, unto you shall the gathering of your people be. We appreciate you because in your wisdom, in your mercy, you have gathered us together. We are grateful unto you. The Bible says, it's not of him that will, nor of him that run, but God has showed mercy. Thank you for showing us your mercy, O God. The Bible says, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. Thank you for making us to be partaker of this. Accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, your word says, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Thank you for the assurance of your presence in our midst, O God, this day. We are grateful. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Almighty God, even as we have come to hear your word, we commit our lives unto you. The Bible says, the entrance of your words, it gives light and it gives understanding unto the simple. Lord, we humbly come before you, God, this morning. And we ask, O God, that you will give us divine understanding in the name of Jesus. Lord, take away every stony heart. Replace it with a heart of flesh in Jesus' name. Every heart that is over familiar with you, we ask that you will change it in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you will help us, O God, to humble our hearts, even to be able to receive your word as it is in the name of Jesus. Just like Mary said, even to those people, that whatever it tells you, do. Lord, whatever you are going to tell us this morning, help us to do it in Jesus' name, so that the blessing of obedience will be our portion in Jesus' name. The Bible, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, has anointed me to preach the good tidings to the poor, to set the captive free, to open the prisoner to the prisoner, to heal the brokenhearted. Lord, we commit our lives unto you, God, this day. By the power, O God, that is in you, O God, Lord, is in your name. We pray, O Lord, that you will set the captive free, O God, today, even as we hear your words in Jesus' name. Lord, those who are in prison, Lord, set them free in the name of Jesus. Let your word liberate every such individual in the name of Jesus. Anyone, oh God, that is sick, either spiritual or physical or emotional, Lord, or mentally, in whatever way, let healing come, even as we hear your words in Jesus' name. Father, anyone that is discouraged, we ask you to encourage in Jesus' name. And anyone, oh God, that is unsaved, you will save in the name of Jesus. That this day, oh God, Lord, every one of us shall have a definite encounter with you in Jesus' name. And let our lives be transformed by the power that is in your word in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We appreciate you. Almighty God, I pray, let your wisdom, oh God, Lord, be displayed. Even as your word comes forth today in the name of Jesus. Every wisdom of man, oh God, Lord, we cancel it by your blood in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh Lord, let your name alone be glorified. Because you are such a faithful God, we give you all the glory. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Once again, you are all welcome in Jesus' name. And this morning, we are going to be listening to a message. Thank you, sir. That is titled Rejoice. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I know it has been shown already even before I said it, and that's why I don't like PowerPoint sometimes. It just exposes you, it doesn't allow you to hear things afresh. But it is okay. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. So it's equally good to help us so that we can equally, you know, follow. Praise the Lord. So all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. So this month has been declared. What is the theme for this month? Month of praise. And we're going to be listening to a message titled Rejoice. And thank God for our brother who led us in prayer earlier, praying so much about the need for us to thank God. And one thing I've realized is that you can't praise God when you don't know how to give thanks. Anybody that is always complaining, you would never be able to praise God. Even if you are trying to do it, it's not genuine. And if you can't thank God, you can't even rejoice. So they're all interconnected. So rejoicing can only be prompted when you see the reason even to thank God. So when you don't know how to thank God, you're always complaining, rejoicing will be far away from that individual. And by so doing, many will be missing so much. And that is why God wants to speak to us about rejoice this morning. And I pray that the Lord will give you a listening here in Jesus' name. And God will make you to rejoice in the name of Jesus. We are wrapping up this year. And this is a time that many people, the end of the year, may be different story to different people. To some people, it may even be mixed feeling. So they don't even know if it's good or bad. So, but it, for us, it shall be, you know, good story in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the text is taken from Philippians chapter 4, verse 4. You say, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say what? Rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. The only way to be happy, the only way to be satisfied, the only way to have contentment as a child of God is to rejoice in what? In the Lord. If you rejoice in your money, that money may fail. It may finish. If you rejoice in your job, the job may even finish one day. So whatever it is that is outside the Lord, you keep rejoicing in it, it may not last. But when you rejoice in the Lord, it will be for everlasting. Praise the Lord. So what are we supposed to rejoice in? Three things that I mentioned. Of course, there are a lot of things to rejoice in. But three things I want us to focus on this morning. Number one, rejoice in your maker. Rejoice in your maker. Philippians 4:4 confirmed that. Rejoice in the Lord always. Always rejoice in him. And if you go to Psalm 149 verse 2, it says, rejoice in your maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. So, number one thing, rejoice in the Lord, in your maker. Because he's your maker. Psalm 139 verse 14, he says, I praise you for fearfully and wonderfully made. He said, my soul knows it. I praise you, Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. My soul knows it. Does your own soul know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made? How often are you complaining about yourself? God has created you in the best way that is good for you, good for me. God is a God of varieties. All of us cannot be the same thing. Some can be so tall, some can be short, some can be average. So different varieties God has created us because our God is a God of varieties. So rejoice in the way God has created you. Stop complaining. Rejoice, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I don't know if I've told us this story. Our daughter, Faith, when she was in grade 2, one girl in her class looked at her and she said, I'm allergic to you. Because he said she's allergic to brown people. And my daughter came home and she said this. And I took her to school and I called the teacher. I said, this is what somebody in your class said. But I said, let me tell you something. My child is created by God. Our God is a God of variety. He created different people. Different. I said, you need to go and educate that child. Talk to the parent, educate them. So, and I talked to my daughter. I said, you are fearful and wonderfully made. Nobody should tell you that he's allergic to you. You're a human being. Initially, when I heard it, it looks strange. You're allergic to food, not human being. How can a child say such thing? So you can understand the spirit that is operating in the family that child has come from. So parents, you need to educate your children. Teach them the word of God. Otherwise, you know, the devil can take advantage of that. And I pray you will not take advantage of that in your life, in your family, in Jesus' name. So rejoice in your maker. Again, I search the scripture and I see another thing Jesus Christ said we should rejoice about.
Luke 10:20. And what happened in that situation? Jesus Christ sent the disciples out two by two to go and preach the gospel. And when they came back, they were now giving him, you know, feedback. They said spirit was made subject to them. Demon was this. They were able to cast out demon. They were so excited. And they wanted Jesus to say, yes, that's nice. Now you are coming up. But Jesus, just in a dramatic way, he said, rejoice, because your name are written in the book of life. He just changed the topic. To those people, they may be a little bit disappointed. Ah, we thought the master would be excited. You empower us to do what you ask us to do, and we have done it. You are saying rejoice because your names are written in the book of life. If you are a child of God, one of the things that should make you to be joyful is that your name is written in the book of life. If your name is not written in the book of life and you are rejoicing, you are celebrating, it's a waste of time. It is vanity. Is your name written in the book of life? And that is a deep question for each one of us. You don't have to answer me, but God can hear you. God can see your heart. Is your name written in the book of life? There are three categories of people in the church. Those who have not been saved, those who are backsliding, and those who are truly saved. Let's not deceive ourselves. These categories of people there in the church of God. But which one do you belong? Which one do you belong? It's a question for you to, you know, and God sees your heart as you answer that question. And the reason for asking that question this morning is because if you are not in the category of those who have been saved, that if rapture comes today, that you will not be able to make it, then it's time for you to make an amendment. Personally, this year, the last 4 months of this year has been very challenging for me. I've seen things I have never seen in my life before in terms of experience that I've had that has never happened to me before. So this year stood out, and at the end of it, God still wants us to rejoice. But one thing I can rejoice is that, you know, I have a relationship with him. So is the same thing applicable to you? Do you have that relationship with him? Can you say that you are truly a child of God? If you are, I thank God for you. I rejoice with you. But if you are not, God is giving you another opportunity this morning. He wants to save your life. No backslider will enter the kingdom of God. No unsaved person will enter the kingdom of God. Don't let anybody deceive you. Nobody that has not genuinely and sincerely given his life to Christ will enter the kingdom of God. You can't get crashed into it. There is a step that you have to follow. John 3:3 says, except, verily, verily, I say unto you, except if a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And verse 5 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. There is a process that you have to follow. It doesn't mean that the moment you give your life to Christ, then everything is automatic. But you have to take one step after the other. Are you here this morning? And God is speaking to you. You want to surrender your heart to God. Look at what Jesus Christ said. He wasn't joking. He said, rejoice because your name is written in the book of life. And to some of us, we may look at what is Jesus Christ talking about. Judas was among them, right? He was among them. He knew what he was talking about. I have been in the church of God, to be precise, Redeem. But I'm not going to, it's not here. I've attended Redeem in England. I've attended many different Redeem churches in Canada. So you cannot even guess. So a head of department who have been leading the department for some time. One day, there was a message that was going on. And the altar call was made just like this. And the person stood up to give his life to Christ. Afresh, not rededicating. And he has been a head of department in that church. So, don't think Jesus Christ was joking when he said, rejoice because your name is written in the book of life. If you have not been saved, it doesn't matter what benefit you are enjoying now. It's a waste. It's a waste. So, think about it. If you truly you want to give your life to Christ, and you know that if anything happened today, you will not be able to make it. raise up your hand and I can pray with you before I continue with this message. This is not part of what I planned, but if that's the way God is leading us, so be it. Praise the Lord. I will continue. Again, another area, Jesus Christ said we should rejoice. When you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Let's read Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 to 12. He said, blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you, forcefully for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Praise the Lord. How do you react to persecution? How? What did Jesus Christ say? He said you should rejoice. It's as simple as that. The word of God is not complicated. Many of us think that the word of God is difficult. No, you don't need any special interpretation. It is direct. As long as you are filled with the Spirit of God, it is life and direct. He said rejoice. But how do you now react to it? That's the instruction of Jesus to us. That he said we should rejoice. And you know what? When you rejoice, you are putting the enemy to shame. The enemy will get frustrated. Amen. The enemy will get confused. And that's what happens when you rejoice. To something that ordinarily you should be lamenting, but you are rejoicing. You are throwing the kingdom of God, the kingdom of darkness into confusion. You are being persecuted, you are rejoicing. I faced persecution in my own, my first family before I got married. Because I gave my life to Christ from, Islamic family. I got converted. I faced serious persecution. And I got to the point where I felt like I wanted to leave that house and they would never see me again. But God said, that's not the way I walk. But God humbled every one of them. God humble every one of them, but not without a price. God will take you to the point where you're ready, your mind is made up for God. God now sees that, yes, you are ready for him, then he will take care of every other battle against you. And he took over every battle against me, and he defeated all of them, and they all surrender. And say, this is your Jesus. Just continue with your Jesus. Praise the Lord. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. What does he say? He says, yes, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer what? Persecution. All those who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus, they shall suffer persecution. It's not you may. He said, shall. So when you have been persecuted and Jesus Christ said rejoice, he knows what he's talking about. I've gone on evangelism and a lady looked up to me. She wanted to slap me. And I was just looking at her. I was, my hands were down, everything. I was just, I tried to move back so that maybe she was serious. She was furious. And what did I do? I just put a, flyer on windshield of our car. I rejoiced. I said, thank God for that opportunity. She insulted me. She said, oh, Lord, I thank you for that opportunity. And I remember those days when I had done things like that. When I didn't know God, I felt like, getting a gun, shooting some people who are praying beside my room on the campus and all that, saying all kind of things against them. Holy Spirit reminded me, you did the same thing too. So you should just thank God for them and be praying for them. God will touch your heart. God said rejoice. And when you are rejoicing, you don't even know how you are going to meet those people again. And then if you had reacted negatively, then you cannot be an instrument of salvation to them. So, and you have to learn how to rejoice in every situation. It will work for your own good. It will work for the good of the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Rejoice. It may not be easy. Even like I said, let me be honest with you. Even in the church of God, sometimes you can be persecuted. I'm being honest with you. Because you are holding on to the truth. They will say, oh, is she the only one? Is it the only one? Holy, holy brother, holy, holy sister. Every time, all he talks about is heaven, salvation. They persecute you. They say all kinds of things against you. But don't worry. Bible says rejoice. Rejoice. In your family, they can persecute you too. The Bible says, and a man's food shall be of his own household. They can persecute you, but rejoice. In your place of work, they can persecute you. Rejoice. In your place of study, they can persecute you. The Bible says, rejoice. As you are rejoicing, God is going to transform them. God is passing a message across to them. And that's what God is looking for. Rejoice. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, in James chapter 1, verse 2, he said, my brethren, count it all joy when you are faced with various what? Trials. He said, count it all joy. So are you able to rejoice? In the face of trials, are you able to rejoice? You know, are you able to rejoice? When your faith is being tested, are you able to rejoice? It doesn't mean that God is not there. God is there. God is allowing it. God wants to do something extraordinary. To rejoice. So we have looked at three ways that God wanted us to rejoice. Rejoice in your maker. Rejoice in your Lord. Rejoice that your name is written in the book of life. So if your name is not written, you don't rejoice. Go and do the right thing until your name is written in the book of life, and then you can rejoice. The third way, he said, rejoice when you are persecuted for righteousness' sake. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. So how do you rejoice? Psalm 149 tells us so much about how to rejoice. Psalm 149, I will read verse 3 to 6. Psalm 149, 3 to 6. It says, let them praise his name with the dance. Let them sing praises to him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Praise the Lord. So, how do you rejoice? You rejoice by dancing. It's as simple as that. When you are dancing, you are rejoicing. Some of us, we are too spiritual to dance. When the praise and worship is going on, some of us, we can even pocket. You know, dance. That's what the word of God says. When you are dancing, you are praising God. You can praise God with dancing. You can praise him with instrument. Thank God for, you know, instrument that we have now. Many years back, there was no instrument. Some of us, we learned how to use our, you know, hands to clap very well. And you will still enjoy the service. You will still enjoy the praise and worship. God has given us so many, you know, opportunities, so many instruments that we can use to praise him. Whatever it is, if it is your hand, if it is tambourine, whatever it is, use it to praise God. Use instrument to praise God. Sing aloud in your bed. Look at what the Bible says. He said, that's verse 6. He said, let the high praises of God be in thy mouth and a two-edged sword in their hands. Is that where he says? Yes. No, verse 5. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. You don't have your beds in the church. You have it at home. So what the Bible is saying that in your houses, in your home, sing aloud. Sing aloud. I remember when we were still living in New Brighton, as we were moving out of that house to Mahogany, one of our neighbors, she came. And she was now talking to me, my wife, and the children. And then she said, you know, okay, I think I was preaching to him. Yes, I was preaching to him. And she now said, you guys, every time that you are always having your fellowship, your prayer, you are singing, that she will be in the balcony, in the backyard, and she will be listening to those songs. That even in the depressive state, and those songs were very, very encouraging to her. I was shocked. I was wondering. He said, almost every time, because we always have a practice. Once in a week, we come together as a family. We do our devotion every day, but once in a week, we come together, we worship God extensively, and we pray extensively. And she was there in her backyard, always listening to that. And that was, God was using that even to touch her life. Praise the Lord. So when the Bible says sing aloud, you know what it's talking about. You can't sing quietly and say you are praising God How does that be? If we come here together now and we are singing quietly, this place will look like a graveyard. That's not what it's supposed to be. Sing aloud. And as you are doing that, God is going to work miracles, even in your life and in the life of people around you, in Jesus' name. Sing edifying song. Edifying song. Songs that are backed up with the word of God. Not the type of song that sometimes you hear, you're wondering, what is the spirit behind these songs? And I want to warn you, as believers, be careful what you are listening to. You don't just dance to everything. Look at the wording of those songs. Are they back up with the Spirit of God? If you are filled with the Spirit of God, you will know. Not just any song. There are so many singers out there today. They are not singing a defined song. They are concerned about how to make profit. They want to make money. And I've listened to some people, they'll say, yeah, yeah. And YouTube will say, yeah. What is yeah? What are they talking about? And you are dancing to say yeah. Be careful. Sing a defying song. Don't follow people to dance to things like that. I'm being honest with you. You are not rejoicing in the presence of God. You are not defying God. You are not praising God. Praise the Lord. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. Let's quickly look at benefits of rejoicing in the Lord. Psalm 149, verse 7 to 9. He said, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his sins. Benefits of rejoicing in the Lord or praising the Lord. When you rejoice, the Bible makes us to understand that God himself will take over your own battle for you. The Lord will avenge for you. You don't need to avenge for yourself. Because you are rejoicing in the Lord, you are praising him. God will take over your own battle. Praise the Lord. And again, it validates your saintship. You can boldly make a declaration. How can you validate, your saintship, that you are a saint, you are a child of God, you are a believer, by declaring the word of God, and you should stand. The Bible says in verse 7, he said, to execute vengeance on the nation and punishment on the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all a saint. If you are a saint, you have that honor, you have that privilege, but you must be a saint. If you are not a saint, you don't have that honor. Only the saint. And one thing I've realized in the word of God this morning, in the word of God, again, is the fact that if you are the type that is always rejoicing, if you are the type that is always praising God, you are always thankful, you are confirming the fact that you are a saint of the Lord. When we get to heaven, what are we going to be doing? That's what you are going to be doing. That's what you are going to be doing. So if you are aiming to get to heaven, you better begin to practice that now. So you can, if you are not rejoicing, you are not thankful, you are not praising God, you then that place may not be meant for that person. I pray you will not miss it in Jesus' name. Sometimes in 2004, I was desperate. I just came, I went to Nigeria from England in 2003, October, and I came back. I went back to England on November, and then for about two and a half months, I was applying for my wife to come and join me in England, and nothing was happening. Around the middle of February, I just got angry in my spirit, and then I went to God in prayer. I was praising him, and I was thanking him, was praying. Before the end of that day, I just talked to a friend and I said, we're talking, and he said, is your wife here? And I said, no, my wife has not come. He said, I don't know how I can help you. He said, but I have this email address. He said, you can just have it. I don't know if it's going to work for you. And I said, give it to me. And I look at the email. It was email address of somebody in the UK embassy in Nigeria. And I sent an email that day. And I make my case there. I said, I am a student here. And according to the law of the land, if you are studying here up to 1 year, you are allowed to bring your wife to come and join you. And my wife is stranded in Nigeria. And every effort to even get an appointment for her to go to embassy. I couldn't. Nobody was talking to me. I cannot get any appointment. So you have to wait endlessly. And I was getting frustrated with it. Before the end of that day, I got a reply. They sent an application form. Tell your wife to complete this form. Let her come with her passport, with this email, and exactly what we did. And she went to the embassy with the email, with everything. And as they saw the email, they cleared the way for her. They ushered her in like a queen, like this, a child of a president. And I could not believe what I was hearing. She went in and she came out with her passport, with her visa. And when I had it, I was dancing when nobody was singing to me. I was dancing when nobody was drumming. God surprised me in a special way. The Lord will surprise you even this month as you praise him, as you worship him in Jesus' name. Our God is looking for people who are going to praise him. He's looking for people who are going to honor him. A joyful heart, again, it immunizes the entire body. It is a form of antibody. I don't know if anyone of us understand what this means. But let's turn to the book of Proverbs, chapter 17, verse 22. The Bible says, a merry heart does good like medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bone. And what does antibody, what does it do? It eliminates foreign invaders, such as bacteria and virus. That's what it does. So when you are rejoicing, it's a form of antibody. So learn to rejoice at all times. What the devil wants to do is to prevent you from rejoicing so that he can make that person to be demoralized. I pray you will not be demoralized in Jesus' name. Persistent discouragement can lead to depression. It can. Nehemiah said in Nehemiah 8:10, he said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord gives you strength. It gives you victory over every form of discouragement. Rejoice gives you access to the salvation package. Isaiah 12 verse 3. He said, therefore, with joy, you will draw water from the wells of salvation. With joy. If you are not joyful, you cannot draw, that water from the well of salvation. And if you look at the Bible very well, he said, wells of salvation, there's a package, not just one thing. So when you are rejoicing. So brethren, this morning, I want you to make up your mind, rejoice, particularly as we are moving to the end of the year. Forget about those things that you have not received. Rejoice, praise God, honor him. See every reason to rejoice. Rejoice in your maker. Rejoice that you are a child of God. Rejoice because it is well with your future. Rejoice constantly the promise that God has for you. Even though you are not seeing it now, rejoice. Rejoice. And as you rejoice, the Lord will surprise you in Jesus' name. I want us to sing a song, and the choir needs to help me. I don't know who knows this song. Sister Esther or anybody, I will rejoice in you and be glad. Do you know the song? I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your name, madam. Why? Who knows the song?
Draw me after you and let's run together. I will rejoice in
you and be glad.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me after you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let us run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol your love more than wine. Draw me unto you and let's run together. I will rejoice in you and be glad.
It is Jesus in my life.
I will rejoice in you and be glad. I will extol.
pray, we just take two prayer points and then we run two prayer points. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 3:22. He said, return, you backsliding children, and I will heal your backsliding. We're going to raise a crown to the Lord, that the Almighty God will save the unsaved soul and restore the backslider even in our midst. In the name of Jesus, let's begin to pray. If you have been saved, pray for those that have not been saved. Pray for those who are backsliding. In the name of Jesus, pray that the Lord will keep you, will uphold you. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, your word says rejoice because your name is, O God, is written in the book of life. Everlasting Father, we come before you even as your people this morning. We ask in the name of Jesus, is there anyone in our midst, oh God, Lord, that has not known you, that has not been saved? Lord, save such individual by your wisdom. Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of conviction. Convict every such individual, oh Lord, and bring them to the knowledge of the truth. In the name of Jesus, restore every backslider. In the name of Jesus, thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Psalm 18, verse 44 to 45. He said, as soon as they hear of me, they obey me. The foreigners submit to me. The foreigner fades away and come frightened from their hideouts. You're going to pray. Lay your hand upon your head and command out of your life every stranger that opposes rejoicing and praising the Lord. Stranger of sadness, stranger of discouragement, stranger of depression, stranger of oppression, stranger of suppression, stranger of sorrow, stranger of rejection, stranger of dejection. Begin to command them out of your life, out of the life of your family members. In the name of Jesus, every string that represents stranger, that opposes your rejoicing, begin to command them out of your life. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, Lord, we commit our lives unto you, God. Whatever, oh Lord, that opposes, oh God, rejoicing, oh God. Lord, we command it out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Every stranger of oppression, every stranger of oppression, every stranger of depression, every stranger of sadness, every stranger of discouragement, we command it out of our lives. Every stranger of sorrow, we command it out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Praise the Lord.
Brethren, let's give the Lord a hand.